Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 24th. Happy Missions Monday. I'll be reading from the New International Version this week. Let me remind us of our new scripture memory verse. It starts with the word but, and it ends with the word life. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Our Old Testament reading today is in Zephaniah. A lot of Zephaniah's prophecy is speaking against those who do not repent, but there is a remnant that will be saved and a remnant who does follow God. And so the Lord speaks over this remnant, and it's a beautiful message of hope for us today. Zephaniah 3, starting in verse 14. Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Verse 17 may be one of the most comforting verses in Scripture. It reminds us of God's presence with us. Let me read a portion of it again. The Lord your God is with you. Then it reminds us that God is powerful, the mighty warrior who saves. It reminds us that he delights in his people. He will take great delight in you. And it reminds us that he brings peace. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you. Finally, there's this beautiful image of God singing over his people. Just a great reminder of his love and affection for us. But he will rejoice over you with singing. I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to think about the Lord rejoicing over me. But because we are in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we are seeking him, he does rejoice over us. He loves you so much, and I hope that all day today you are affirmed in his love, and that you feel the peace that passes understanding, that it might guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And now let us turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. We'll start in verse 14 and go through verse 30. This is a parable of the bags of gold. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received one bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw the worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Proverbs chapter 24, verses 13 and 14 say this, "Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off." These verses remind me of a prayer that Wayne taught me. "Lord, teach us to love what you command, your wisdom, and to desire what you promise, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. We are reminded in the parable in Matthew that we should be faithful stewards of what God has given us and use it wisely and also put our work towards the kingdom. We must recognize that everything we have is a gift from God and nothing we have earned of our own right. God has given us our intellect. He has given us our position in society. He has given us everything that we own. And so we must recognize that. And as we work, may we do so in order to bring about goodness in His kingdom. One practical way that we can do this is by supporting mission partners, either through our financial resources or also through giving our time and our talents so that others can flourish. Our mission partner this week is the Discovery Clubs. This is a ministry of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association, and it's an after-school Bible club that children in over 20 public schools in the area attend. The goal of Discovery Clubs is to share the redemptive story of Scripture with children who have no or limited exposure to the gospel of Jesus. They have about an hour-long program that meets once a week, and children learn the Bible verses, and they hear Bible stories. It's a wonderful way for the people of God to take the message of Christ into public schools. It's amazing. If you want more information, please contact Baker Crow, and he will be able to connect you with those who are in charge. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for those who give of themselves so that others will flourish. And we pray specifically today for our mission partner Discovery Clubs. We ask, Lord, that your gospel would go forward into kids' lives who have limited exposure to who you are. By your Holy Spirit's power, Lord, would you stir in them a desire to know you and to follow you all of their days. We thank you, Lord, for your word in Zephaniah. Thank you, Lord, that you do rejoice over us and that you bring peace. We pray, Lord, that we would be a people who use our talents for you and that we would find your wisdom to be sweet like honey. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today, I pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.